来自于 Suzanne 的一首歌曲 Luca， 希望大家喜欢。这里是给您带来精彩音乐的可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Candice 凯纳斯。Suzanne Vega 被称为是歌坛才女，早在少女时代呢， Suzanne 就接触了诗人歌手 Leonard 以及早期的 Bob Dylan 的知性音乐，开始对 folk rock 产生憧憬，并且呢尝试以一支吉他在纽约城自弹自唱，以简洁明快的手法来演绎自己的作品。今天为大家介绍的 Luca， 单听旋律呢可能会让人误认为是一首欢快的歌曲，然而它体现的主题却是家暴。这首歌呢是 Suzanne 在1987年发行的专辑中的一首歌，丰富的歌词也侧面地展现了歌手的情感以及形象，一起来听听吧。
My name is Luca, I live on the second floor, I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before
欢迎回来，下面我们来了解一下歌词大意。
My name is Luca, I live on the second floor, I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of troublesome kind of fight.
If you hear something late at nightSome kind of trouble, some kind of fight. Just don't ask me what it was. 如果你等会儿晚上听见什么声音，听到了一些麻烦和一些争执的话呢，请不要问我那是什么。Trouble, T-R-O-U-B-L-E, trouble, 表示困难、烦恼或者是麻烦。 作为动词的时候可以表示使某人烦恼，使某人苦恼。我们来了解一下关于 trouble 的动词短语。第一个是 ask for trouble， 意思是自找麻烦， ask for trouble。比如说 It's asking for trouble to associate with criminals， 同罪犯交往简直是自找麻烦。 criminal 罪犯的意思， associate with 和某人打交道。 It's asking for trouble to associate with criminals， 同罪犯交往简直是自找麻烦。第二个短语 get into trouble，意思是给某人找麻烦，或者是使某人陷入困境， get into trouble。 比如说 If you do that, you might get her into trouble， 如果你那样做的话呢，你就会使她陷入困境。 If you do that, you might get her into trouble。 第三个短语是 have trouble in doing something， have trouble in doing something， 有困难，费事。I have some trouble in reading the letter. His handwriting is very bad. 读这一封信使我感觉到很费劲。他的字迹，他的 handwriting 非常的潦草。I have some trouble in reading the letter. His handwriting is very bad. You've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of troublesome kind of fate. I think it's because I'm clumsy.我想那是因为我的笨拙。 I think it's because I'm clumsy。 那这句歌词呢，我们要了解的单词就是 clumsy， C-L-U-M-S-Y， clumsy 表示笨拙的、笨重的、不得体的， clumsy。 分别来听例句。第一个， The clumsy boy bumped into the table， 这个笨拙的男孩子撞到了桌子上。这里的 clumsy 表示笨拙的。 The clumsy boy bumped into the tableRight. 下一个例句， It's not easy walking in these clumsy shoes， 穿着这双 clumsy shoes， 这双笨重的鞋走路真是难受。 It's not easy walking in these clumsy shoes。 最后一个例句， He played a clumsy joke， 他开了一个 clumsy joke， 这里的 clumsy 表示不得体的。 He played a clumsy joke， 他开了一个不得体的玩笑。I try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's because I'm crazy. I try not to act too proud. Only hit until you cry. I try not to act too proud. They only hit until you cry. 我试着不要太骄傲，他们会一直打击，直到你哭起来。Proud, P-R-O-U-D， 这是一个常用的单词，意思是自豪的、自尊的、自傲的。Proud， 通常呢，我们在 proud 之后加上介词 of， 表示因为什么事情而感到自豪、感到骄傲。Jack was proud of his high score in the examination. 杰克为考试中得到高分而自豪。Jack was proud of his high score in the examination.He was as proud as a peacock when he passed his driving test at the first attempt. 他在第一次尝试中通过驾驶测试时得意洋洋。那么这个例句中呢，我们要注意到一个短语 as proud as a peacock， 表示像孔雀那样骄傲。Peacock 就是孔雀的意思 ，P-E-A-C-O-C-K， peacock 孔雀。As proud as a peacock， 得意洋洋，非常骄傲。那么在例句中还有一个短语是 at the first attempt， 表示在第一次尝试的时候。 at the first attempt， 他在第一次尝试中就通过了驾驶测试，得意洋洋。 He was as proud as a peacock when he passed his driving test at the first attempt. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don'tWell, if you ask, that's what I'll say, and it's not your business anyway. 好吧，如果你问我，会告诉你为什么，但这并不关你的事。It's not your business. 这是一个口语表达。It's not your business 表示不关你的事，相当于 It's none of your business. 不关你的事。Stop meddling in my affairs. It's not your business. 别再管我的闲事，这不关你的事。 Stop meddling in my affairs, it's not your business. 这里的 meddle in 表示卷入、陷入、缠入什么事件中， affair 就是事情的意思。 Stop meddling in my affairs, 不要缠入到我的事情中间来。 It's not your business, 这不关你的事。
I live on the second floor.Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of troublesome kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was.
您正收听到的节目是来自可可英语网的听歌学英语栏目，我是 Kenneth 凯纳斯，新浪微博是 DJ Kenneth 杰瑜。今天的节目就到这里，感谢收听，再见。
I try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's because I'm